1 Samuel chapter 14. Now it came to pass upon a day, that Jonathan the son of Saul said to the young man who carried his armor, Come, and let us go over to the Philistines' garrison, that is on the other side. But he did not tell his father. And Saul waited at the far edge of Gibeah under a pomegranate tree which is in Migron, and the people who were with him were about 600 men. And Ahiah, the son of Ahitub, Ichabod's brother, the son of Phinehas, the son of Eli, the Lord's Jehovah's priest in Shiloh, was wearing an ephod, priestly robe. And the people did not know that Jonathan was gone. And between the passages, by which Jonathan sought to go over to the Philistines' garrison, there was a sharp rock on the one side, and a sharp rock on the other side, and the name of the one was Bozez, shining, and the name of the other Senna, thorn. The forefront of one was situated northward opposite Michmash, and the other southward opposite Gibeah. And Jonathan said to the young man who carried his armor, Come, and let us go over to the garrison of these uncircumcised, it may be that the Lord Jehovah will work for us. Because there is no restraint to the Lord to save by many or by few. And his armor bearer said to him, Do all that is in your heart. Go ahead, I am with you according to your heart. Then Jonathan said, Indeed. We will pass over to these men, and we will show ourselves to them. If they say this to us, wait until we come to you. Then we will stand still in our place, and will not go up to them. But if they say this, come up to us, then we will go up. Because the Lord Jehovah has delivered them into our hand, and this shall be a sign to us. And both of them showed themselves to the garrison of the Philistines, and the Philistines said, Look, the Hebrews come forth out of the holes where they had hidden themselves. And the men of the garrison answered Jonathan and his armor-bearer, and said, Come up to us, and we will show you something. And Jonathan said to his armor-bearer, Come up after me, because the Lord Jehovah has delivered them into the hand of Israel. And Jonathan climbed up upon his hands and upon his feet, and his armor-bearer after him, and they fell before Jonathan. And his armor-bearer killed after him. And that first slaughter, which Jonathan and his armor-bearer made, was about 20 men, within a half acre of land, which a yoke of oxen might plow, in a day's time. And there was trembling in the host army, in the field, and among all the people, the garrison, and the spoilers, they also trembled, and the earth quaked, so it was a very great trembling. And the watchmen of Saul and Gibeah of Benjamin looked, and saw, the multitude melted away, and they went on beating down one another. Then Saul said to the people who were with him, Number now, and see who has gone from us. And when they had numbered, Jonathan and his armor-bearer were not there. And Saul said to Ahiah, Bring here the ark of God. Because the ark of God was at that time with the children of Israel. And it came to pass, while Saul talked to the priest, that the noise that was in the host of the Philistines continued and increased. And Saul said to the priest, Withdraw your hand. And Saul and all the people that were with him assembled themselves, and they came to the battle. And every man's sword of the Philistines was against his fellow, and there was a very great slaughter. Furthermore, the Hebrews that were with the Philistines before the time, which went up with them into the camp from the country all around, even they also turned to be with the Israelites who were with Saul and Jonathan. Likewise all the men of Israel who had hidden themselves in Mount Ephraim, when they heard that the Philistines fled, even they also followed hard after them in the battle. So the Lord Jehovah saved Israel that day, and the battle passed over to Bethaven, house of vanity. And the men of Israel were distressed that day, because Saul had commanded the people, saying, Cursed is the man who eats any food until evening, that I may be avenged on my enemies. So none of the people tasted any food. And all those of the land came to a wooded area, and there was honey upon the ground. And when the people had come into the wooded area, the honey dropped, but no man put his hand to his mouth, because the people feared the oath. But Jonathan did not hear when his father charged the people with the oath, therefore he put forth the end of the rod that was in his hand, and dipped it in a honeycomb, and put his hand to his mouth. And his eyes were enlightened. Then one of the people said, Your father strictly charged the people with an oath, saying, Cursed is the man who eats any food this day. And the people were faint. Then Jonathan said, My father has troubled the land. See how my eyes have been enlightened, because I tasted a little of this honey. How much more, if perhaps the people had eaten freely today of the spoil of their enemies which they found. because would there not have been now a much greater slaughter among the Philistines? And they struck the Philistines that day from Michmash to Aijalon, and the people were very faint. And the people flew upon the spoil, and took sheep, and oxen, and calves, and killed them on the ground. And the people ate them with the blood. Then they told Saul, saying, "Look, the people sin against the Lord Jehovah in that they eat with the blood." And he said, "You have sinned. Roll a great stone to me this day." And Saul said, "Disperse yourselves among the people, and say to them, let every man bring me his ox, and every man his sheep, and kill them here, and eat. And do not sin against the Lord Jehovah in eating with the blood." And every one of all the people brought his ox with him that night, and killed them there. And Saul built an altar to the Lord Jehovah. The same was the first altar that he built to the Lord Jehovah. And Saul said, "Let us go down after the Philistines by night, and spoil them until the morning light, and let us not leave a man of them." And they said, "Do whatever seems good to you." Then the priest said, "Let us here draw near to God." And Saul asked counsel of God, "Shall I go down after the Philistines? Will you deliver them into the hand of Israel?" But he did not answer him that day. And Saul said, "Draw near here, all the chief of the people, and know and see where this sin has been this day. Because, as the Lord Jehovah lives, who saves Israel, though it be in Jonathan my son, he shall surely die." But there was not a man among all the people who answered him. Then he said to all Israel, "Be on one side, and I and Jonathan my son will be on the other side." And the people said to Saul, "Do what seems good to you." Therefore Saul said to the Lord Jehovah God of Israel, "Give a perfect lot." And Saul and Jonathan were taken, but the people escaped. And Saul said, "Cast lots between me and Jonathan my son." And Jonathan was taken. Then Saul said to Jonathan, "Tell me what you have done." And Jonathan told him, and said, "I tasted a little honey with the end of the rod that was in my hand, and, indeed, I must die." And Saul answered, "God do so and more also. Because you shall surely die, Jonathan." And the people said to Saul, "Shall Jonathan die, who has brought this great salvation in Israel? God forbid. As the Lord Jehovah lives, there shall not one hair of his head fall to the ground, because he has worked with God this day." So the people rescued Jonathan, so that he did not die. Then Saul went up from following the Philistines, and the Philistines went to their own place. So Saul took the kingdom over Israel, and fought against all his enemies on every side, against Moab, and against the children of Ammon, and against Edom, and against the kings of Zobah, and against the Philistines. And wherever he turned himself, he troubled them. And he gathered an army, and struck the Amalekites, and delivered Israel out of the hands of those who had spoiled them. Now the sons of Saul were Jonathan, given by Jehovah, and Ishui, Level, and Melchishua, king of wealth. And the names of his two daughters were these, the name of the firstborn Merab, increase, and the name of the younger Michal, brook. And the name of Saul's wife was Ahinom, brother of pleasantness, the daughter of Ahimaaz. And the name of the captain of his army was Abner, father of light, the son of Ner, Saul's uncle. And Kish was the father of Saul. And Ner the father of Abner was the son of Abiel. And there was great war against the Philistines all the days of Saul, and when Saul saw any strong man, or any valiant man, he took him to himself.